listening to Wake Up and Read the Labels, your guide to eating simple and feeling good. If you want to eat clean and feel your best, guess what? You're in the right place. Each week, we talk about ingredients that may be holding you back from feeling your best. We also talk to some brands that are going against the grain and actually using real ingredients we can recognize. Plus, we're sharing stories with people who are just like you, who actually woke up and read the labels. Welcome to Wake Up and Read the Labels podcast. If you're listening today, odds are you're probably one of those people who love cheese, right? You can't imagine a salad without cheese. You can't imagine a piece of toast without cheese. You probably can't imagine pizza without cheese. I'm going live today with Gwendolyn Dare Hageman. She's born and raised in Dare County. Oh, all kinds of Dare, North Carolina. But most importantly, she founded Dare Vegan Cheese. This cheese is changing the way people enjoy their favorite food because they focus on a small list of whole ingredients of plant-based cheese that tastes just like cheese. Welcome, Gwendolyn. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Of course. So I was going to ask you all about where the name Dare Vegan Cheese came from, but now I see, one, it's your middle name, and two, you grew up in Dare County.
I always joke I was destined from birth for this. So,
yeah, I mean, all spelled the same. Or did your parents name you that because you were in Dare County? How'd that work out?
So my grandmother was named Virginia Dare, and that she was named after the first settlers, the first kid born in the United States, essentially. So Virginia Dare, she was not the one, you know, she's not that old.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Dare County, and then they gave me a really cool name. Gwendolyn Dare is incredibly cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. And it works so well as like Dare Vegan Cheese, right? It's kind of a play on the words.
Right. So it's actually pronounced dairy. So those little umlauts over the E, they make it another layer. Because I always say, you know, I promise there's no dairy. It's just pronounced that way.
Okay. Well, I'm curious to hear about your story, how you got this brand started. But most importantly, I want to know, have you always been dairy-free? Are you dairy-free?
I am. I wasn't when I started the company. I did live with my sister. She was vegan. She would bring home vegan cheeses all the time and just be so excited. And I would eat it and I'd be like, or feign excitement, you know, just like try to engage. But I was a chef before I started my company. I worked not in vegan cuisine. And the first time I went into vegan cuisine, I fell in love. It was like the coolest challenge as a chef to take what people are used to eating and then make it healthier. And so, yeah, in that journey of starting my company, I was able to give up dairy, and I've never been happier and healthier. So that's definitely a plus side.
Yeah. So a lot of people think that they can't have cheese if they go dairy-free, right? But when you went dairy-free, was it a slow start? Was it just, oh, I'm going to swap out the cheese, or was it all in? And what did you notice in your health when you went dairy-free?
It was a slow start for me. I actually went vegetarian first, and I found that I was eating so much cheese to kind of try to like get more calories or however. I just didn't know what to do, essentially, when I first gave up meat. And then it was easy once I started the company because I was like, well, this does exactly what I need it to do as far as making something creamy, making like a stretchy pull kind of pizza. As long as I had the application in the same kind of chef mind, I didn't miss the fact that there was no animal milk involved. But it took me a while to do that because eating all of the other stuff on the, all the other options on the market, didn't make me feel good. I don't want to throw them under the bus, but Daya makes my stomach hurt. And so that's what dairy does. And that's not what I was going for when I started a dairy-free company. I wanted something that like gave back to your body, which is why we use probiotics and fermentation. And yeah, also not giving up taste because I am a chef. I want to eat good food, but the clean ingredient side is so very important.
So your stomach was hurting. That's the one thing you noticed when you went dairy-free?
Yeah, yeah. Because the starches and oils, like the inflammatory ingredients of a lot of stuff on the market, was doing the same thing that dairy does to my stomach. So
yeah. And did you pick, I want to develop cheese? Because that's like where your love is, cheese?
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up eating like a stack of crackers and a block of cheese with my dad. That was like afternoon snack. And yeah, it was also the love for my sister. She kept bringing home cheeses and I was like, I can't let you do this. Essentially, I want you to be happy. I want you to eat something that's good. And I have to be the one that's going to create it because nothing's out there so far.
Okay. So you start creating this. Are you creating this in your home in 2019? How'd that start out?
Yeah. So the name came before I knew how to make the cheese. So I was sitting with my friend one night and I said, hey, I want to start a vegan cheese company. What should we call it? Literally the first thing he wrote down was D-A-R-E, umlaut over the E. He said, it's pronounced dairy. I was like, okay, that's it. And then it took me 8 months of experimentation, of reading every book that I could find written on the topic. In 4 years, I think the market has changed a lot. But in 2019, there was maybe 3 books. And so I read them all and pulled from each of them to try to, you know, formulate what to do. And then I started experimenting in my house. I used a little tiny blender. I started with cashews. I did know that that's what I wanted to use as the base. And then the fermentation process came in, and that took a while for me to figure out which cultures married with cashews made the flavor that I was looking for.
Yeah. So why does cashews work so well as a dairy cheese alternative? What part of the cashew gives it that? Either is it the consistency? What is it?
So there's two sides of it. So like cashews make a really good just creamy sauce. If you miss cashews, nutritional yeast, any flavoring with cashews and water, you're going to get creaminess, so that they lend themselves to that. For us, cashews work really well with our fermentation process because they've got a pretty equal macronutrients across the board. So 30% fat, protein, and carbohydrates. And in that, our culture has exactly what it needs to ferment in the way to denature the proteins and make it even creamier and impart the fermentation lactobacillus probiotics.
Awesome. Okay. You're making me want cheese on all of my food in just a second. And so with this, I'm checking out, I'm reading the labels, everyone. And first of all, I want to dive into why someone should try to go dairy-free when they are starting a clean eating journey. Just thinking, you know, I tell someone, you never know how good you feel until you've given up dairy. And try it for 21 days. And so you'd be amazed that like, salads can exist without cheese. What do? You start adding peppers and you start adding olives and you start to add your avocados and your green onions and some herbs, right? And you start tasting all these flavors as opposed to just your cheese. But when you want the cheese, which all cheese is very good, I will admit, focusing on cheese made with simple ingredients that they have here at Dairy Vegan Cheese, which I do want to dive into, but as I'm reading these labels of, I'm reading some labels of actual dairy cheese that people are putting on their kids' burgers, your sandwiches, all the things. And these labels read natural mold inhibitors, vegetable colors, also pasteurized milk with, I ask everyone, like, what do you think those cows are eating, right? They're probably eating foods that contain GMO and pesticides and things that are disrupting your gut and changing your gut microbiome and promoting inflammation. Like, even if your stomach doesn't hurt from eating cheese, odds are it's hurting you in some deeper cellular level way that is contributing to your symptoms, but you might not realize it. Do you agree?
I agree. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm also checking out, like you said, you were eating the dairy-free cheese when you were experimenting and it was making your stomach hurt. And what did they have in there? Was it emulsifiers?
Yeah, it's a lot of, you know, I try to avoid canola oil as much as possible. I've really realized the way that that makes me feel. And that's one of the first ingredients in most of those cheeses. It's an oil, it's a starch. It's something highly processed to start with. And then they highly process it to make it into their product.
Wow. Canola oil. So sad. Okay. I'm checking out your website, Dairy, spelled D-A-R-E. Vegan cheese. I'm looking at your spicy queso, which looks amazing. Do you want to tell us the ingredients in there or I can? Because I'm looking at it.
Off the top of my head, I think that's the one with the most ingredients. So that one would be hard for me to do.
Okay. Well, it's the most ingredients, but one you can recognize. So I will read them quickly. It's cashews, coconut milk cultures, filtered water, salt, coconut oil, pickled jalapeno, roasted red pepper, nutritional yeast, tapioca starch, xylem husk, and red pepper flakes. So you can tell that's an amazing one, right? How about your just original cream cheese?
That one's really cool. That's the base of all of our cheeses. So it's four ingredients. It's cashews, filtered water, coconut milk, and cultures.
Perfect. Beautiful. It looks like you're doing a lot of kind of cream cheesies. Is that right?
We have a few. We've got a couple dips and then, the original smoked pimento and spicy queso, I think, are our dips at this point.
Okay. So what are all your products so someone listening can just start drooling and say, oh my gosh.
I would say our most popular products are our wedges. So those are the ones that are sliceable, crumbable. Those are like the salad cheeses, definitely the ones that I use for that. Balsamic fig is our most popular one. And that is the one that I will put on a spinach salad every single day. And then we've got pepper jack, we've got horseradish dill, Asheville cheddar, lusty dragon, we call it, which is a mustard forward cheese. So we kind of experiment with how to play into other types of cheese flavors with the same base for the majority of our cheeses.
Oh my gosh, the balsamic fig, what? Cashews, coconut milk, filtered water, cultured salt, coconut oil, nutritional yeast, balsamic vinegar, and dried figs. What do people do with that?
That one, a charcuterie board, probably most often. You know, people that are dairy-free still want to have a good old charcuterie board. And then, like I said, that one I put pretty often on salads, a kale salad, a spinach salad. It's going to crumble and kind of be like a goat cheese. So I think it's a good play between savory and sweet. It's not overly sweet because of the figs. It's got that tang because of the balsamic vinegar. It's a really good black balance type of cheese.
Heck yeah. And then you have a roasted garlic. What are people doing with that?
That one I love to use like an Alfredo sauce. So to make your life as easy as possible,
just melt
it. Make some pasta, whatever. Yeah, whatever your type of pasta of joy, and throw the wedge in. Add a little bit of milk of choice or water even. It's that creamy. It makes your life pretty easy.
Yeah. Okay. You also have horseradish dill. You don't see much horseradish in cheese. How did you come up with that?
That one is kind of like a sandwich cheese. We wanted someone to be able to have any type of, if they eat meat, go for it. I mean, I have a vegan company, but it's really great on a sandwich. Even with pretzels, I would say, it plays well with something that doesn't have a lot of flavor. It's going to kick with the horseradish, but not be overly spicy.
Okay, yummy. So where can people find this dairy vegan yogurt? I mean, cheese. Cheese, everyone.
We are Asheville based. So we're pretty small. East Coast, we're definitely saturated, definitely in Whole Foods in a couple of states around North Carolina. And then most of the time I just say order from us. This is my COVID baby. So I started to figure out how to do shipping pretty early, and I've shipped all the way to Hawaii. So anybody in the United States that wants some cheese, we can get it to you in about 2 days.
Awesome. Okay. You know, you were asking me earlier where I found your company, and now it's all coming back to me now. I just went to Asheville about 3 months ago with my husband. And whenever I go on vacations, especially without my kids, it's one of my secret getaways. I'm like, we have to go to all the new groceries around here, all the grocery stores, because a lot of times they have brands that, you know, supply over there on the East Coast and not the West Coast or the South and vice versa. That's totally where I found you, in a grocery or like some cafe or something like that. Tell me about, I believe you guys have like some core brand values, yeah, and conviction for alternative options that taste good. Mm-hmm. Do you have something you want to share with the world there?
Yeah, I would say our number one brand value was to create a workplace that people want to be at. That we all have to work. So when I was creating a company, I wanted to make sure that those values were at the core. And I've been able to extend it now to, you know, almost a dozen people. And we make a really good product because of that. People that enjoy their work get to do better work, I guess is the easiest way to say it. And then, yeah, the other side of it is, you know, daring to be different. There wasn't something like us on the market. It took me a long time to figure it out. And we're not afraid to continue to do that, to make sure that we are creating something that maybe isn't modeled elsewhere, but we're not afraid to create our own. And then, yeah, making sure, you know, we're an artisan brand, but I'm a little bit of a nerd, if I'm being fully honest. I like my cheese to speak for me. I'm always happy to go on a podcast, but if my cheese could talk, I would let it. And we want to be a fancy cheese, but we're also pretty down to earth as a brand, as a founder, just in general.
Okay, I love this. And so for someone listening, how would you describe the mouth taste of your cheese?
Creamy. I would say the majority of the people are just blown away by how creamy we can make it. It's like a really great texture between like a cream cheese and a goat cheese. So it's not going to have the kind of like bounce you would expect, because in a vegan cheese, you have to add some ingredients to make that happen. And because we want to stay as clean as possible, I kind of just lean for the creamy, and it's I would say good enough, but better than that. I mean, I've had so many people say they tried our stuff on a cheese board with dairy cheeses, and they will say, what is that one? That one's my favorite, and it's ours. So there's no sacrifice, right? Like, it's that good that a dairy eater will prefer it, even though we're providing options for everyone at that point, right? So everybody wants to eat it.
Yeah, for sure. And so tell me about, so you have this cheese. How is it building a brand and putting cheese made with real ingredients on the shelf in the market when you're up against, you know, the big food market that is using horrible ingredients with prices slashed in half of what you have? How is it competing in that world?
It's been interesting. This is my first time running a CPG company. So this, I didn't know what I was getting into. But sticking to our values and not having as much money as, you know, the big brands that have investment, it has been about making a good product and letting that draw our customers in versus throwing a bunch of money at marketing or getting investment so that we do have that type of pull. I'd rather grow sustainably and make sure that we're consistently making a good product that competes in that way. Because there's another way to do business. You don't always have to do it the old model. I'm fine to push that envelope over and over again until the brand continues to grow, which it absolutely has.
Yeah. And so how do people really find that about your cheese?
I would say word of mouth. Up until, you know, this, I would say even now, all of our sales have been organic. I did have to do quite a bit of work to get into Whole Foods. That's a whole different game. But we will have someone try our cheese at like a small grocery, like you said, or at a restaurant and tell everyone they know. That warms my heart a lot more than, you know, a marketing budget as much as, you know, it's necessary too. But like I said, the cheese speaking for itself continues to bring people from all over the country to us.
Yeah. And so what is your ultimate vision for your dairy vegan cheese?
I would love to see it competing with the bigger brands, maybe not at the same scale. I'd love to be national, but as a self-funded company, we're not quite there yet. And I'm very strategic about who I wish to work with in investment because I want to do this differently. I want to show that someone that came from the service industry can create a sustainable business. And through making sustainable choices and intentional choices, you can get to where you want to go. You just have to be a little bit slower.
Yeah, a little bit slower. Slow and steady wins the race, y'all. Okay, everybody listening, go visit dairyvegancheese.com. We're also going to link it beneath the podcast. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Dairy Vegan Cheese. Is there anything that I might have missed, Gwendolyn, that we should cover?
Just we love what we do. I said that we make good cheese and we love that people support us because when you support small, it affects people's lives in a really beautiful way. You know, the big brands, they don't get excited when they see an order come in like we do.
I like it. Also, you guys listening, you can go to the dairyvegancheese.com website and you can click find us and you can search around your city or your state. But like Gwendolyn said, you could also get it shipped over to you in what sounds like pretty quick shipping. And then when you get the cheese, see what you can create with the cheese. Maybe you can make a panini. Maybe you can make a sandwich. You can throw it over some chicken, some protein, some make a charcuterie board, something like that, or upgrade your kids' grilled cheese to be made anti-inflammatory with real ingredients. So I appreciate you, Gwendolyn, so much for sharing your story. And next time I see dairy vegan cheese, I'll be sure to grab one. And I hope everyone listening will do that as well. Quickly, do you have a discount code, an affiliate program?
We do. We've got an affiliate program. You can click on apply to collab.
Okay.
And then anytime you come to our website, you'll get a pop-up that says, you know, get a discount code. Put in your email. I send out discounts through the emails as well, but you'll get a 10% just for putting your email in them the first time.
Okay. So everybody listening gets 10% off if they put their email in.
Yep.
Got it. All right, Gwendolyn, we'll have an amazing cheesy day, okay?
Thanks, Jen.
See ya. Thanks for listening to this episode of Wake Up and Read the Labels. If you like this episode, guess what? We want you to share it. We'd love that. Share it with a friend and leave us a review. You can subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or really wherever you're listening to your podcast. For more information, visit us at wakeupandreadthelabels.com.